The hyper-surveillance capitalist dystopian hellscape we're in now is the product of privileged people only listening to and creating for each other. We've got to ensure that from the start, human rights experts across the spectrum of humanity are engaged with new tech as well as the biggest challenges and concerns it brings. This is a newsletter I just got from another news outlet that won't publish one of my stories. So anyway, it is a capitalist issue. America is a very, very capitalist country. Capitalist with a K, America with K. It's dog eat dog, and it does resemble a dystopian hellscape. I mean, look, if you get hassled for like planting one seed of hemp that's superior to all the paper that all the government bureaucrats like print their paper pushing mechanisms around on to keep their career alive. If you plant like one hemp seed and like SWAT's coming, we do live in a hyper-surveillance capitalist dystopian hellscape. And I think pulp timber versus hemp is sort of like an issue, as in like chainsaws made out of like the most rip-roaring cold forged steel buzzing into trees, taking out whole forest. The hemp paper, you know, hemp for paper and consolidated into hemp thermoplastics in terms of environmental impact. Probably less than 1/1000th. A whole lot less. So, let's see, back to beating Bernay. So, I was fighting the best in the business. I was fighting Berkeley political pawn named Lance Noble, who runs Berkeley Side, the top most reputable digital media outlet in Berkeley that claims to be grassroots funded. I would rather mine is hemp roots funded. You know, I think hemp is better roots stuff for growing organizations. Credible ones anyways, who are in the media game. So I was fighting Lance Noble and his team of pathetic clowns at Berkeley Side who were slandering me as crazy in online digital media. Lance is the best in the business, and he wasn't a media pawn. He was more like a media rook or media knight, or he was way up there on the political chessboard of white trash homosexual geeks to deploy to Berkeley and silence all opposition to pulp timber interests and media by labeling anybody who does so as a dangerous, hateful bigot. Yeah, that's what faggots like Lance Noble are, just human PR shields, using the gay rights issue and issues like militancy to imply that if you take a stance against pulp timber interests for the mainstream media, which lies and prints fake news, then you're a terrorist. Or if you're not a terrorist, you're a bigot. You're a bigot against destroying the environment to print fake news that claims they're looking for solutions to fix the environment when the very materials they're printed on are the non, as in absolute, not optimal materials for an eco-friendly and very green society. Hemp is a sacred element. I looked at the issues from a number of angles. Like, already back in the mid-2000s, you know, I'd read Robert Greene's books, like, whatever is it, 33 Laws of War or Strategies of Power, whatever it was. And you know, even that Ethiopian, I think it was Haile Selassie, like they're big into the cannabis thing there and those issues, like the Rasta movement. But you know, even those people, they fought wars. Like he had to trick like some massive like African warlord into like, you know, setting down his arms and like coming to like have supper with him before like throwing him in a prison for the rest of his life. You know, it's probably had to do a lot with those issues with like cannabis on the African continent too. Speaking of the African continent, pause for a word from our sponsor. Are you an aspiring upstart warlord in Africa? Looking to gain control over land and females? Consider fashions with $2 signs and an exclamation point at www.wowls.com/fashions. If it doesn't have the green fireball logo from Genghis Khan and Mongolia, if it doesn't have the green fireball logo, your fashion is candy-assed. These clothes can be made in each and every, well, it's almost all mutations and variations of color schemes, camouflages, stripes, and other designs based on inspirations that magically pop into your mind just by gazing at Ukabot Fashion AI. For real deal warriors who don't take it up the poop chute willingly. End of story. Now back to our programming. So let's see here. We were in jail fighting. And the legal materials we were studying on to like try to arm ourselves for legal combat with words were printed on paper made from pulp timber. The invisible element right under our noses. The 600 trillion pound gorilla in the room. However big that room is. And you don't want to be in a cell with even a 400-pound gorilla. Fashions for music videos. Like Cold as Ice by M.O.P. Billy Dans. Outlaw Gangster Style. In good-looking threads that fit right. When you make your artistic statements to the world.